Dune World is like the Empire and life itself. Regardless of what one sees on the surface, a clever investigator can uncover deeper and deeper layers of complexity. Dr. Bryce Haynes, planetary ecologist assigned to study Dune World. When the Imperial ship arrived at Catalan's main spaceport, the high rank and notoriety of the passenger told Jesse Linkham that the news must be important. The Emperor's representative directed his transmission to the House Linkham Protocol Office, demanding to be met with full honors and without delay. Jesse politely acknowledged, not revealing who he was or that his household had no need for a formal protocol office. He preferred not to make an issue of his rank and enjoyed spending his free time among the working class. In fact, he had spent that very afternoon fishing on Catalan's vast and fertile sea, making a sweep for glimmerfish before an expected storm hammered the coast. When the message arrived, he'd been hauling in the sonic nets full of fish, laughing with the rough crewmen who struggled to get over their awe of the nobleman and accept him as one of their own. Though he was the foremost aristocrat on Catalan, Jesse Linkham didn't mind getting his hands dirty. Tall and middle-aged, he was a quiet man with hidden strengths. The gray eyes measured, weighed, and counted everything. His classic features bore a rugged cast, thanks to a once broken nose that gave his face the look of an offbeat metronome. He was not soft and preoccupied with silly diversions like most of his noble peers on other worlds, who treated leadership like little more than a game of dress-up. Here on the uncivilized fringes of the Empire, too much real work needed to be done to bother with fashions and courtly intrigues. Jesse loved the fresh, salty air and considered sweaty clothes a better badge of honor than the finest whisper lace from the imperial capital world of Renaissance. How could anyone expect to rule a people well without knowing their daily toil, their joys and concerns? However, because of his high station, Jesse was required by law to be at the beck and call of the Grand Emperor's envoy. Returning to his mansion, the Catalan nobleman changed his clothes and scrubbed the fish smell from his hands, while a doting servant spread a perfumed ointment on his chapped knuckles. As a last touch, Jesse pinned badges of office onto his own surcoat. He had no time for further grooming. Counselor Bowers would have to accept him as he was. Out in front, he joined a hastily organized ground car entourage already waiting to depart for the spaceport. "I hope this is important," Jesse muttered to his security chief. "Important to you? Or to the Grand Emperor?" Ace Martuic sat beside him in the lead vehicle as the motorcade moved with stately haste toward the landed ship. "How often does Emperor Wuda take notice of our little Catalan?" Since they were in private, Jesse allowed the old veteran to use familiar speech with him. The question was a fair one, and Jesse hoped it would be answered soon enough. Banners fluttering, the ground cars approached the gaudy Imperial ship. The vessel's ramp was already extended, but no one had emerged, as if waiting for an official reception.
Thank you for listening to this clip, provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.